10. Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 10. How many saw that wind this afternoon? That was something. Winter's coming. There's going to be snow with it pretty soon. Can you hear me out there? We got volume on this, Brother Eric. I feel like I'm quiet. No? Is that my problem? Your problem? All right. Can you hear me now? Turn it up a little bit. Let's turn that up a little bit. We'll get a little bit more volume on that. The people in the back row are telling me up, up, up. So you just need to crank it all the way. All right. Is that better? Can you hear me out there? All right. Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 10. Let's look at this verse again. I guess I'll tell you kind of the direction that we're going tonight. A little bit different of a message. If I could preach to more or less the men tonight, more than the women, the Lord laid this on my heart, and I trust it'll be a blessing. Here's the aspect of the message, men, to cause us to appreciate, like God would have us to appreciate our wives. And I believe that's what God's desire would be. And I had two different messages I was going back and forth with, but I believe this is what God has for us. The Bible says here, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. What a great verse to open up the chapter of what he's about to say. Well, not the chapter, but the rest of the chapter, to what he's about to say about a virtuous woman. And he goes on to list all that this virtuous woman does, all that this wife, this mother does. She's faithful and dependable to make the meals at home. And dad gets home, he knows, hey, I'm going to have dinner ready. And there's no guests. She can be trusted to be faithful to her husband. He's not worried about where she's at and where she's running around at. She provides for her family's needs. Many times is awake at night, caring for that sick child, allowing her husband to sleep at night to get up for the next day. I mean, just faithful, hardworking, never stops to working to try to provide for her family. She's active in the church trying to meet the needs of the other people in the church. Many times maybe making a meal for that person that's sick, serving in the nursery, whatever aspect she can do to help out. She makes sure that her kids and her husband have clothes to wear, but not only that, that they're washed, that they're clean, and just striving, working. She goes many times, the wife goes many times without, so that the husband and the kids can have. I believe the position of a wife and mother is more often than not taken for granted and overlooked. And if you can't say amen there, men, you probably think too highly of yourselves. It's not that we throw the wife aside and say, she's no big deal and I don't need her. But many times she is underappreciated, undervalued, and undercared for as we ought to for a husband. Looking at it from a Bible standpoint. You know, we get wrapped up in our lives. We get wrapped up in our career. We get wrapped up in hobbies. We get wrapped up in just everything about life. We're guilty of underappreciating and forgetting all those things that a wife will do for us. We'll preach a short message. Well, I have the intention of being short, but I'm not going to lie. I don't know how it'll go. Appreciating the jewel. Appreciating the jewel. The Bible says here, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. Her cost, her value is far above rubies. Appreciate the jewel that God has given you. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, I'd ask you please bless the message. May it be your words, not my own, Lord. I'd ask that it would be a help to us men. Lord, it can be convicting when we look at the Bible and see, we sang that song, footprints or footsteps of Jesus and following in those footsteps. And he gave us an awful high measuring stick when it comes to how we ought to love our wife, because we ought to love our wife as Christ loved the church. And what a measuring stick it is there. And Lord, I'd ask you to help us to see some things from God's Word that would be a help to us men and caring for our wives. And Lord, something that would be a help to the women as well. Lord, I'd ask you to feed us. Please fill me, use me, and we'll give you the praise and glory for what you ask or what you do. We ask this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, we look at a verse here. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Look at chapter 18, verse 22 of Proverbs as well. Just skip over there. Chapter 18, just a few chapters to the left there. Verse number 22 talks about a wife being a valuable thing. It says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. To find a virtuous wife, to find a virtuous woman to raise the kids that you have, you found something precious. Really, you found a precious jewel. Like a person that hunts for those stones of precious rubies and diamonds and those things of high value. And they search far and wide to find those stones. Like somebody that's on a hunt for a precious stone, so is a husband that's found a virtuous woman. That's found that precious wife, that precious mother of his children. It's a high value, a value higher above everything else that he could possess beyond Jesus Christ. I hear stories, I see situations, I even see in friends' lives that I've had throughout the years, cases that remind me that I ought to thank God for the wife that I have, the jewel that I have. Within the last couple of years, we had to let go a missionary that we supported. Been on the field for a number of years, not an old man, young kids at home. And him and his wife had traveled around this country raising support on deputation. Finally, they got to the point where they could go to the field, serve God together. I believe three precious little kids. They get to the field, they're serving God, and all of a sudden one day she writes a note, "I'm done with everything. I'm walking out. I'm leaving the kids. I'm leaving you. I want nothing to do with it. I want nothing to do with God. I'm gone." I can't imagine what it's like to, as a husband, go through something like that. Men, appreciate the wives that you have. Sometimes we look at the smallest thing and we get upset. Well, they didn't do this like I asked them to, or they missed that, they missed this. Hey, appreciate the wife that you have. If you have a faithful wife, thank God. If you have a wife that's faithful to take care of the laundry at home and cook a good meal, thank God for that. Even a little bit of a burnt offering ain't too bad every now and then, amen? We get mad because our spouse didn't do exactly like we wanted to, but we must not forget, man, that's a precious jewel. There's a story about a man who loved books, and he met with met an acquaintance who had just thrown away a Bible that had been stored in his attic of this home where his family had lived for years and years and years. And he said, "I couldn't read it. It was printed by some Guten something, and I couldn't understand it." And the man says, "Hold on a second. It was printed by Gutenberg. There was one sold for just over $2 million. He said, "No, this wouldn't. I couldn't get a buck for it because it was scribbled all over by some guy named Martin Luther or something." Yeah. Sometimes because we don't look at all that value that's inside of something, we miss out completely on the value. And as men, we can be awfully guilty of that of our wives a lot of times. We miss seeing the value that we have in the wife. A few years ago, we went to Dominican Republic. I'm getting somewhere. Stay with me. We went to Dominican Republic, and Brother Morris, we had to brush our teeth with a bottle of water. We had a drink with a bottle of water. You couldn't open your mouth in the shower for fear of getting some type of germ that was going to make you sick the rest of the trip. I mean, everything that you did that involved your mouth and water, you had to make sure you had a bottle of water. You had to go refill your bottle of water. You couldn't use the tap for anything, drinking-wise, brushing teeth, all that stuff. And so we went through the whole thing, and we finally get back to the States, and I get back. Thank the Lord, I can use my toothbrush under the sink again. Man, what a blessing. Thank the Lord, I can go to the sink, and I can just fill up a cup of water. I don't got to worry about there being like rabies in the water or something. We forget to appreciate the small things. How many woke up this morning, brushed your teeth, and said, "Thank you, God, for letting me use a tap to brush my teeth"? I mean, we don't think about that. But you go over to a foreign field somewhere, and you have to use bottled water for everything. It makes you appreciate it a little bit more. We don't appreciate some things until we have to go without them for a time. I remember the first time my wife had left, and I was watching my twin girls on my own. That's a feat for any young father. I'm going to watch the kids on my own. And you take that as a challenge, right? Man, my wife does this every day. I'm going to show her this is a breeze. You're sitting there trying to keep the kids fed and keep them halfway clean. And it's a chore. I remember getting to the end of that and saying, "I'm thankful that there's nowhere in Scripture." In fact, it's not even scriptural to be a stay-at-home dad. He's the provider, and I'm thankful for that because, wife, you can have this job. You do a great job at it. Sometimes we miss appreciating all that they do. The wife, I believe, really is the most unappreciated jewel a man has. once again, outside of Christ. Proverbs 31 reminds us of all the things that a wife, a mother does, far more valuable than any other thing that we have. Can I say tonight, some men need to wake up and realize the value that you have in a wife. In fact, I believe probably every man at some time, if not often, we need to be pinched, we need to be slapped, somehow woken up to the fact that I have a treasure, I have something precious in the wife that God has given me. She's more valuable than your job. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let me say that again. She is more valuable than your job. Now, that was still weak, man. We got to work on that. Hey, she's more valuable than your children. If you don't believe that, there's something wrong. She's more valuable than your ministry, sir. Your bus route, your Sunday school class, whatever you do, she's more valuable than all that. And if you don't have that same mindset, you're going to end up in a mess as it is. You better look at things and rearrange some things. Better see the value in your wife. You take your wife out of the picture, what do you have, big guy? Take your wife out. See how you end up. A dear brother, Jason Monkowski, pastors over in Illinois, lost his wife, 5 kids. I can't imagine that. Can't imagine that. Sometimes we take for granted the precious things that God has given us. Many times a wife is left by the wayside as us men chase down our pursuits. You know, men, we're conquerors. That's how God made us. Go out, conquer something, achieve something. We have that Caleb spirit. I want that mountain. I'm going to go take that mountain. And so what happens as young men, we find a woman, a potential mate, and we work, we love her to the point where now we can marry her and we've won her. And after conquering in marriage, we move on to conquer something else. Why? Because we're conquerors. I conquer this. It's time to conquer the next thing. And that's the reason divorce rates are so high. A man will go out and marry a gal. He won her love. Now she wants to marry. And then we go out, okay, that's done. What's the next thing on my list? And we go off, we chase a career. We maybe chase some hobbies. We chase everything else. Maybe even it's spiritual. And we chase all these realms, but we forget there's a precious jewel called a wife that God has given me that I cannot leave behind. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 28. Look at what the Bible says here. He says that she's valuable, more precious than rubies. But verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, look at this. God got hold of my heart with this. He praiseth her. He praiseth her. Gentlemen, let me ask you the question. When's the last time you took time to praise your wife? Oh, I don't want to get a big head, Pastor. Right. And when's the last time we praised the precious jewel that God has given us? We get so busy we forget what the wonderful treasure. The wife is not to be left behind in our pursuits. She is to be brought along with our pursuits. I'm not saying give up and don't accomplish things with your life. Hey, but that wife is supposed to be brought along in those accomplishments. Not left and forgotten about. She's a jewel. She needs some praise. She needs a little bit of adoration. She needs some honor. She needs some help. She needs some attention. Let me challenge you this evening. Appreciate the jewel that God has given you. Appreciate the jewel that God has given you. Appreciate her like she's the greatest thing outside of salvation that you have. Because she is. She is. How do I appreciate my wife? How can we appreciate our wives? Let me get just a few simple things, practical things this evening, and I hope it'll be an encouragement, a challenge to us men particularly. Number one, how can I appreciate the wife that God has given me? Give your wife a break. Give your wife a break. It took me a little while to learn this, and I'm still learning. But give your wife some time for herself. Give your wife some time for herself. Think about it. The schedule of a mother. The schedule of a mother. Think about that for a second. Hey, you remember your mom growing up? I mean, she was up before you got up. She got some food ready for you. She had laundry going. She had this going, that going, getting the kids ready for school, get them off to school, clean the house while they're gone at school, try to do some more laundry. Kids get home from school, try to have dinner cooked, and you're caring for the kids till the end of the night, cleaning up dinner. Kids finally go to bed, and maybe you get a half an hour in there to finally breathe before you're hitting the sack too. The schedule that a wife keeps. You know, a mother doesn't get the break and I say break, and really, in a sense, it is, that a father a lot of times gets. Hey, it's a wearing thing to be with children 24/7. Hey, man, we get a break. We go off to work. I understand work isn't break. You work hard. I trust that you work hard at work, and we ought to, amen. But it's a change. You know, something inside of us just likes change every now and then. There's people that just like the routine, and they move down to Florida where there's no winter. I like fall. I like winter. I like spring. Summer comes along. I like that change. Break it up every now and then. Let's break things up every now and then. I get to go to work. It breaks things up. I get home from work. It breaks things up. Get to be with the family. It breaks it. That wife, she's at home all day. She's taking care of things. She's caring for kids. She's going. You say, how do I appreciate my wife? Give your wife a break. Let her have some time. I know she's supposed to be the keeper of the home. That's biblical. It's not a bad thing that she's taking care of the home all day. But give her a break every now and then. Appreciate your wife. There's some gentlemen, and it's a good thing. Some gentlemen went out and went to a steakhouse yesterday. I'm jealous that I didn't get to go. I wish I could have. I love going to grab a good steak. I love all-you-can-eat meat. That's right up my alley. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Go get some good fellowship. But men, let's be honest for a second. We don't have a problem going out with the guys, spending $50-$60 on a meal. And that's fine. But when it comes to our wife wanting to go have some fellowship with some other ladies, we better not give her a hard time about that. Sir, you want to go have time, you better give your wife time. It comes to a ladies' retreat. Well, we can't do that. It's not in the budget. Well, you just spent $100 on ammo and guns last weekend at the range. Hey, give your wife a break. Do we appreciate the wife? We appreciate ourselves an awful lot. But do I look out for my wife? Are we so centered, so self-centered that we think I need a break? Man, I've worked hard. I need a break. But my wife, well, she doesn't need that. Let's keep her home with the kids. I'm going to keep running around. She deserves to get out every once in a while. Oh, bless God, I'm the head of the home, and I need that break every now and then. You know what the Bible says? To love her as we love ourselves. And so if I deserve that every now and then, she dead sure does. Give her that care that you give yourself. Sir, you ought to take the kids every once in a while. Hey, I got the kids, honey. You go out, enjoy yourself tonight. Go find a friend. Go do something. Go to the store. I know that's scary. I didn't say give her your credit card. Send her to the store. Don't give her money. No. Say, Pastor, are you serious? Yeah. Give her a break every now and then. I got the kids. I got this. They'll be okay. I can keep them alive till you get home. Hey, sir, you birthed the kids into the world. What? You birthed them and now you're done with them? Hey, I get on the rest of the world because of that. Why don't we get on Christians for that? Yeah. Well, I worked a 40-hour day. I'm done. No, sir, you're not. You have kids to raise. Yeah. You're just as much a part of it as she is. Yeah. Appreciate the wife that God has given you. If we'll give her that appreciation that she deserves, man, how she'll appreciate you in return. Learn your wife. Husbands, learn your wife. Learn when she needs a break. Some of us, we could get hit in the face with a brick and we wouldn't understand what it meant. I mean, we don't take subtle hints. But learn your wife. Learn to see, man, she needs a break. She needs a little bit of time away. Hey, some signals that a woman gives that she needs a break, it's way too obvious for us to miss it. The Bible says, dwell with your wife according to knowledge. You know what he's saying? Learn your wife to where she has so much and she can only take so much. It's time for her to have a break. I need to let her have some time there. Number two, give your wife a break. Number two, give your wife attention. Give your wife attention. Take some time to be with your wife. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say probably no women in here married their husband for their money. I'm just going to take a guess. I could be wrong on that. And I think it's a far stretch to say that there's some women in here that married their husband for looks. You know why you somehow fooled your wife into marrying you? You showed her some attention. You spent some time with her. That's what every woman, every gal looks for that. That's one of the reasons, fathers, you ought to spend some time with your young girls. They get into that time where they're getting into middle school and high school. You better spend time with them, because if you don't spend time with them, some jerk is going to spend time with them. And he's going to sweep her off her feet. And that's the last thing that you want. You win your daughter's heart, and then she'll go to you when she's looking at dating a guy one day. And she'll say, "What do you think, Dad?" Spend that time. But so you spent that time, you swept her off her feet, you got married. You know what she's still looking for? She's still looking for that attention. She's still looking for that time. Once again, it wasn't the money and it wasn't the good looks. I try to relate and understand the generation that I'm in. And I'm nothing, but sometimes I just don't understand the generation that I'm in. We have a generation that's been robbed by video games and TV and media. 20, 30, 40-year-old gamers get home from work and they jump on a game system. God help us. You have a wife at home. Wife hasn't gotten any attention all week, but I got to hurry up and beat this next game. Some don't even work because they're too busy with the video games. Hey, you have a family. You have children. You have a wife. What are you doing on a video game? What are we doing wasting time? I guess you're just a better husband than the rest. Because I get home, I look at a home full of needs. I look at some children that need investing in time. I look at a wife that needs some attention. And I look at it and say, man, how in the world do I have time just to mess around? I got a wife to care for. I got children that need investing. I got a home that needs to be maintained. The Bible says, Paul, and I understand he's correlating it spiritually, but it could be taken in the mature aspect either way. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. And that's where we're missing it in today's day and time. When I became a man, I put away childish things. When you married your wife, you were saying, I'm a man that's going to care for a wife. And if you weren't a man that was ready to put away childish things, you shouldn't have got married. But it's too late. It's time to hang up the childish things. We have a bunch of children that are 20, 30, 40 years old that are still children running around acting like children. Your wife ought to get more attention than superheroes. Hello. Amen. It's kind of quiet in here tonight. Does Superman and Batman get more attention at home than your wife? Does that remote control, does that have more time with you than your wife has with you? I'm saying she needs some attention. Pastor, why are you getting on all this? Because 10, 20 years down the road, our homes are going to be in a mess if we don't decide something needs to change in our generation. Something's got to be corrected. We're off. We're off. These are valuable jewels that God has given us as men. And they need some care and attention. Give them your attention. You know, we can't love our wife as Christ loved the church if we don't spend that time with them, can we? Love your wife as Christ loved. If you're not spending time, how are you doing that? If you don't give your wife the attention she needs, sir, wake up. Somebody's going to give that attention. You don't give that attention, somebody will. We better listen. Our wife starts asking for that attention. She starts dropping hints or just saying, hey, we haven't spent any time. I need time with you. We better listen up. Our ears better perk up and say, okay, I better get on things here. We better listen. Give your wife that attention. Bible says, once again, dwell with her according to knowledge. How well do we know our wives? Do we know them as much as we know the hobby that we have? You know, whether it be video games, whether it be hitting a ball over a fence, whether it be hitting a golf ball, whether it be planting flowers. Do I know enough more about my wife than I do those hobbies that I have? Show that appreciation by the attention. What a jewel God has given us. Let me give you the last one here. Let me give you the last one. Give your wife assistance. Assistance. Appreciate the virtuous woman that God has given you by giving her some help around the home. Some help around the home. The man's job isn't over after he put in his 40 hours at work. Now, I understand the wife is the keeper at home, according to Titus chapter 2, verse 5, and I get that. But the man's responsibility is nowhere listed in Titus chapter 2, verse 5, to get home from work and plop on the couch and watch football or play games for 4 hours. Would you agree? You see, there's more to it than that. Hey, remember, who did God give the responsibility of raising a home to? Did he give it to mom or did he give it to dad? The Bible says, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You know who gave that commandment to raise up a family to? Not to mom. Now, does mom have a huge role to play in that? Absolutely. But ultimately, the dad has that responsibility. So he should be helping mom, guiding mom, and he's right there with it. We're with her working to raise that family and nurture and admonition to the Lord. He's there with devotion time, trying to help with devotion time. He's there at dinner time with the kids. He's there playing with the kids, spending time with them. He's as much involved as that precious wife that God has given him. Raising the family is first and foremost dad's job. It's not something to be passed off to mom of, this is mom's job, she'll take care of it. There's more work to be done after I get home from work. Hey, your wife has vacuumed and dusted and cleaned your dirty laundry all day. Don't ever get home and say, what did you do all day? Hey, bad, no, don't do that. Hey, jump in with the work, help out. It won't hurt. Hey, it won't hurt us, fellas, every now and then to run a vacuum. I know I'm speaking foreign language. It hurts me to say that. It won't hurt us every now and then to get some dishes and to wipe off some dishes, or praise God for dishwashers. We don't even have to do that anymore. The wife works hard to prepare meals. She is faithful to you as her husband. She invests in her children. She does her best. Let your wife know you appreciate her by your help, your assistance, your work. 1 Peter, let's turn over there. 1 Peter chapter 3. I've referenced this verse several times. I want you to see something here. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Look at what Peter writes here. And all of us men, we amen. We like, the first portion of these verses here. Even as Sarah, verse 6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Amen, fellas. Call him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, not afraid with any amazement. Verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, and I mentioned this, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Giving her honor. That word honor. Giving her that respect as the weaker vessel that she is. Show her that honor by giving her that hand at home. Letting her know, I'm on the same team. I'm there to help you. Showing her honor by remembering she's not built to handle what I can handle. Well, I could do all this that she's doing and it wouldn't even bother me. Most of the time, the truth of the matter is, if we ever tried that, we'd find out there's no way I could keep up with all that. But even if you could, he says that she's a weaker vessel. Honor her, respect the fact that she's a weaker vessel. The husband needs to respect his wife enough to know that she's a weaker vessel and watch over his wife in such a way. I'm not saying that a woman's not capable of a lot of stuff that a man's capable of doing. Sure she is. But wife, woman, don't get mad that God says you're a weaker vessel. That's not a bad thing. That's how God made you. God made you different. Unfortunately, sometimes we get in this mess rather than appreciating the jewel that God has given us and trying to honor and respect that she's a weaker vessel, we tax and we push as far as we can go because we need this done, we need that done, and we need that done. Let me ask us, is that honoring? Well, no. Shouldn't push and tax as much as I can get. Rehoboam got himself into trouble by taxing and pushing the kingdom to the point where they said, we're done. I'm afraid that happens in marriages a lot of times. We tax and we push till we can get so much out. Just because she puts up with us and puts up with everything doesn't mean that we're honoring her in what we do. Husband, consider your wife and your children and the plans and pursuits that you make. Man, we get so selfish. We get so wrapped up about us, and these are my plans, and these are my dreams, and this is what I desire. It's not just about us. When I said I do, I had a wife join up with me. When I decided to have children, I now have some kids that I'm responsible for, and I can't just make decisions on what I want to do. I must consider, what is this going to put my wife through? How's my family going to be affected? Is this going to hurt them? Is this going to benefit them? How are they going to be affected? God, His will for our life is never going to be to neglect the family. Never. Balance. That's why balance is so important in the Christian life. We've got to learn to balance that. Yes, God wants me to work. Yes, God wants me to be involved in ministry. There's some young couples that are so selfish, they're not involved in anything but themselves. No, you need a balance. And I need to take care of the wife as well and help her along. Look at what the Bible says here. He says, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Hey, respect the fact that she's a weaker vessel. Look at this. And as being heirs together of the grace of life, look at this, that your prayers be not hindered. Here's the deal. We can get away with disregarding the first half of the verse if we really want to. We can treat her like she's not that weaker vessel. We can get away with a lack of honor. We can get away with pushing and tackling. We can get away with all that. But you can't get away with the second part of the verse. How we treat the wife that God has given me will be in direct correlation to how God deals with me. Look at the verse right there. That your prayers be not hindered. God says, you don't treat your wife right? Good luck on your prayer life, buddy. He says, I don't got any respect for that. Well, I'm doing fine. I'm pushing through. Hey, we better be careful to honor the wife. Why? Because God's looking down. He's watching. How are they treating that wife that I gave them? What we do with the wife affects what God does with us. So assist her. Look out for her. Protect her and cherish her. Understand that relationship of man to wife is so very important to God. Why is it so very important to God? That relationship of a man to his wife is a picture of the relationship that Christ has to the church. And how a man cares for his wife is supposed to picture how Christ cares for the church. And as a Christian, I'm supposed to represent what the Bible says. And so looking at our marriage, do we create a good picture of how Christ is caring for his church? I believe that's one of the reasons that God cares so much. How we treat the wife that God has given us. Let me give you one other reason. Look at Proverbs 19 and we're done. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Remember, we saw at the beginning, the wife, she's more precious than rubies. She is something that's beneficial, a good thing from God. Look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. She's a jewel. She's a jewel to our life. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Are you there? Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from who? The wife is a gift from God. Not something I went out and won, not really even something I achieved, but a gift from God. I ask us tonight, men, how much are we appreciating and cherishing God's gift to us? Salvation is a gift from God, is it not? And I ought to cherish God's gift of salvation. I ought to adore it. I ought to appreciate it. The Word of God is a gift from God, amen? I ought to appreciate the Bible. I ought to cherish the Bible. I ought to respect the Bible. Hey, and listen up tonight. You know what God says right here? A prudent wife is from the Lord. It's a gift from God. And I understand salvation and God's Word are on a pedestal unlike any others. But that wife is still a gift from God. And just like salvation ought to be cherished, God's Word ought to be cherished, any gift from God ought to be cherished and appreciated, especially the wife that God has given us. Do I appreciate that wife as I ought to? I believe many times men, because we're men and we're pursuing every other aspect in life, it's easy to leave the wife behind. We can't. We must not. We must often remind ourselves, that's a gift that God has given me. Christ made this statement in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, if you remember. He says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. When God gave you the precious jewel, your wife, did he cast a pearl before the pigs that was just going to be trampled underfoot? Or did he give you a jewel that you'll cherish and you'll respect and you'll treat to the best of your ability?